I've got 6 minutes after 9:06 on this Monday, April 22nd. My name is Stephen Figuel, and this is another edition of Party Line on Mix 97.3 FM and 970 WATH. And let me tell you something. We have got a studio full of visitors here this morning. We'll be meeting with Cole Smith, Bill Haeschild. I know I butchered your name, Bill, and I apologize for that. Sure. Tara Giltz and Keely Stockwell. We're going to be talking about an event that's coming up this weekend, the Race for a Reason, the 12th annual Race for a Reason. That's just ahead on Party Line. Welcome, friends. Welcome to the program. Bill, how do you pronounce your last name?
Haeschild.
I'm telling you, I did about as bad as you could possibly do, and I apologize for that. Well, this weekend is a big event for the four of you and a whole bunch of other volunteers, I'm sure, who are going to be involved in the 12th annual Race for a Reason that's going on this Friday and Saturday. And over the years, the Race for a Reason has raised upwards of $600,000 for charities, nonprofits, and student organizations. And it's quite a race and quite an event. Bill, why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of the event?
All right. Well, the race traces its roots back to an initiative that the Sports Administration Graduate Program at Ohio University did, and it used to be a part of the spring football game. And they had a 5K run called the Gridiron Gallop that they did in conjunction with that. I guess the year that year before the event came together, the Sports Administration Graduate Program kind of broke away from doing the spring football game and did their own event, which included a mud run and a 5K run. And they called that a Run for a Reason. And that was in 2011. The same year, I had just retired from the military at Ohio University and was working on an event called the Athletes in Action Triathlon. So those events were like a week apart. But Jim Kaler, who was then the director for the Center of Sports Administration, was in my triathlon class that I taught through WellWorks. And we got talking, and the next year we merged those events together in 2012, and it became Race for a Reason. And Ohio Health, well, then Oblenis Health Systems came on board as the overall race sponsor, and Ohio Health has been instrumental from the get-go in sponsoring this race and bringing it together.
From modest beginnings, it has grown into an event that features six different events. Tell us about the six different events.
So, first started off in 2012 with the merger of those two events with a triathlon, a mud run, and a 5K. And then in 2014, we added a 3K walk just to get to a little bit of a different demographic. In 2015, we added a virtual component to the race so that people who had left the Athens area but still wanted to be connected to their particular reason could stay connected to the race. And then in 2022, we added a youth event, a Splash and Dash.
So you get people of all ages participating in this event. Great fun. Let's talk a little bit about this mud run. That sounds intriguing to me. And I'll throw it to whoever wants to speak on it. What exactly is the mud run?
Yeah, I can speak on it. Thank you so much for having us again, and thank you to Ohio Health. The mud run is an obstacle course, so it's about a little over 3 miles, and ROTC does a great job in partnering with us. They let us use actually their obstacle course that they train. We get a little bit of a slip and slide involved. We get the Hocking River involved as much as we can. And actually for Ohio University students, student organizations, whoever wins actually can win $500. So it's a little bit of an initiative where they can compete. It's very fun. You can do it individual or as a team of five. But overall, it's a really fun way to get involved, raise money for charity, as each entry to any race is $10. And then also just kind of relive childhood and get a little bit of dirty again.
It's always fun to play in the mud. Folks, that was Cole Smith, who's a graduate student at Ohio University, going to be finishing up here shortly and already has a situation lined up for himself with Delta Airlines in Atlanta, Atlanta being his hometown. Congratulations to you, young man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So initiatives, you mentioned before we started the program, Bill, that this comes with a bunch of initiatives. Describe some of them.
Okay. Well, I mean, just the race in general, you're probably familiar with races that are geared towards a particular reason. In this race, you can choose your reason, or if you can choose reasons that partner with us. So we have 29 different reasons this year. Part of your registration, the drop-down menu is to choose your reason, and $10 of your registration fee goes directly towards that reason. So the more participants we have, the better. That's been an initiative from the get-go. You heard about the different events that we've added along the way. This year, I'm really excited. We have started inside Peden Stadium this year, but or in previous years, but this year, our entire event is moving inside Peden Stadium. So the triathlon transition area is going to be in there, as well as the start and finish line for almost every event. Now, the triathlon's obviously starting in the water, and then the youth splash and dash starts over at the Aquatic Center as well. But going to be using the Jumbotron, get some music going. There's going to be a great race atmosphere this year, so we're really excited about that initiative for this year.
I think it's very neat that participants can actually choose the initiative that they wish to support. Do you happen to know approximately how many choices there are out there?
There's 29 different reasons this year.
29 different reasons. So a lot of choices, and chances are, if you're going to be a participant, one of them is near and dear to your heart. Let's talk a little bit about sponsors. In the studio, we have Tara Giltz and Keely Stockwell of Ohio Health. And Tara, tell us a little bit about what Ohio Health's role is and has been in this event over the years.
Yeah, so as Bill mentioned, we've been involved with the race for 12 years. Ohio Health is the presenting sponsor, and we're really proud and excited to support an event that is so important to lots of nonprofits in our community, and it also supports some of the funds that we have at the hospital. So we have identified four reasons that folks can support at Oblenus Hospital: our Healthy Moms and Babies Fund, our Oblenus Hospital Nursing Scholarships, our Athens Has Heart Fund, and then also our Cancer Support Fund. So folks can select a community nonprofit or a hospital nonprofit to support as their reason.
You know, Ohio Health, what a wonderful presence in Athens, and not so surprising to learn that you are a sponsor and have been a sponsor of this event. Any other sponsors that you'd like to mention during this piece here, Bill, besides Ohio Health? What others would you like to mention and bring to everybody's top of mind, so to speak?
Sure. There's a lot of people that are involved in this, and we're so thankful for organizations like Ohio Health that have come on board and really made this event possible. So Ohio Health is our overall sponsor for the event. We do have title and presenting sponsors for each of the races. Mm-hmm. So the Youth Splash and Dash is presented by the Patton College of Education. That happens on Friday evening, the 26th, during packet pickup. The College of Health Sciences and Professions is our triathlon sponsor. Ohio University ROTC, both the Army and Air Force programs are the title sponsor for the Mud Run, and that's presented this year for the first time by the Ohio Army National Guard. Quidel has been the title sponsor for our 5K run since its inception, and that is presented by OUCU Financial. And then Memorial Health System is the title sponsor for a 3K walk, and Pure Rock 105 HTQ is the presenting sponsor for that. And then our virtual race is presented by the Heritage College of Medicine.
So a lot of partners are involved in this to help bring this event to fruition. That's really gratifying. Folks, we've been talking about the 12th Annual Race for a Reason, which is this Friday and Saturday here in Athens. That's April 26th and 27th. People can still get registered. There's a whole lot of information for you to find out about this event and the six different events that that comprise it. You can visit this link, and I'll post it on our Facebook page after our show, so you don't have to write it down if you're driving right now. It's OhioRaceForARreason.org, and I understand if you'd like to get registered, there's a place there where you can click on and register for the event itself and become a participant. Would any of you have any final thoughts that you'd like to discuss with our audience this morning?
I want to give a quick shout out to our other sponsors for the event, and then just talk where we're sitting at registration numbers right now. So some of our multi-race sponsors for the event, OU Therapy Associates, Rocky Boot, Bagel Street Deli provides bagels for post-race, Southeast Ohio Beverage provides the beverages for post-race. So there'll be sparkling ice, Nesquik, Nestle water there. The Athens Messenger has been just a great partner for us and has highlighted several different Athens stars and their reasons leading up to the event. Hampton Inn, Wellworks, Precision Imprint and Zones, Hyacinth Bean provides flowers for the award ceremony. Ohio Valley Running is a sponsor for our 5K run, and they're providing several sizable gift certificates for the end. Cycle Path has been a sponsor for our triathlon for a while, and then Jackie O's is an obstacle sponsor for the event. Last year we had 585 total participants for the different races, and right now we're sitting at 537 registrants, so we're hoping to break 700 for this year, which would be a good jump.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for you. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. A quick peruse what Mother Nature is going to throw at us on Friday and Saturday. We're looking at a mixture of clouds and sun in the morning, cloudy skies in the afternoon. Good news, it's going to be 75 during the day, so at least it's going to be warm. And Saturday is going to be even warmer, a little bit cloudy, but highs near 80. So hopefully the weather cooperates and makes this event everything it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And brings you every success that you've earned for all of your hard work. Cole, did you have a final thought or anything that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, thank all of our sponsors again, but also if you're considering racing, you know, there are 29 incredible organizations, charities, and funds that support not only the Athens community, but the Southeast Ohio community. And even if you're not even in the Athens community, the virtual race is a great opportunity to support these charities and just get active as well. This is all about, you know, giving back to the community and all the partners that happen. So we want to thank everyone that helps put on this event. And we look forward to seeing you all here this upcoming Friday and Saturday.
Thank you, Cole. Tara, do you have any final thoughts?
I want to thank Cole and Bill for leading this effort again this year, and the dozens and dozens of folks that are behind the scenes making this possible. It's really outstanding. And then also for anyone listening, there is a race for everybody. There's a 3K walk, a 5K walk or jog, a triathlon if you're feeling ambitious. You could win $500 in the mud run, I just learned. I might change my registration. So I think it's a really great opportunity to get out with friends, family, coworkers, and enjoy, as you mentioned, hopefully a beautiful day on Saturday and Friday.
An event for everyone, young and old. Come out and participate. Enjoy the day. Enjoy community, because after all, when it gets down to brass tacks, an event like that is greatly dependent on community and the great things that means. Thank you all for stopping by. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking with Cole, Bill, Tara, and Keely about this weekend's Race for a Reason. And this has been Party Line. And in just a few minutes, I'll post that link I mentioned on our Facebook page. Thank you so much for listening.
Daily reports at the stock market's close. Tune in at 5:30 tonight on WATV.